Hello, everybody. Welcome to our conference call. As usual, I'm joined by Rodrigo Costa, our CEO, Gonçalo Soares, the CFO, and João Conceição, the COO. We're all here. As usual, Rodrigo will say some words, then Gonçalo will make the presentation, and the three of them will be ready to answer all your questions. Rodrigo?
Thank you, Ana. Good afternoon to all. Again, welcome to our third quarter results call. Last Friday, we reported a sound set of results. We kept our good operational performance, while on the financials, all the events were according to our predictions. On one end, there was the negative impact of the new electricity regulatory framework, but on the other end, we had the good performance of the overall company financials, plus the extra capital gain from the sale of our Enagás shares. Also, CapEx grew more than 100% during this period, influenced by the acquisition of the underground gas storage assets from Galp, located close to our own storage facilities in the center of the country in a place called Carriço. Now we are the sole holder of this type of assets in Portugal. What we call the regular or normal CapEx was also a bit higher than in the same period of last year, and we are pretty much confident that we will reach our target by the year end. The average cost of debt ended the quarter at 4%, as it did at the end of the second quarter, but I remind you that it was at 4.7% in December 2014. A sign that the company is in the right path was the recent upgrade in the rating given by S&P, and that now makes us the only investment-grade company by all three major agencies in the country. Net profit may have been a bit of a surprise since we accounted what was left of the energy levy right away. But as I referred, we benefited from the sale of Enagás and from a 9.9 million tax credit announced in the second quarter results. Now I'm going to hand over to Gonçalo, and of course he will go through all the presentation with much more detail in all these subjects and others. Gonçalo, please.
Hi, hello, good afternoon to you all. So let us start in slide number one and just looking at some of the main figures for the first 9 months of this year. As usual, I'd say that we are pretty much in line, if not slightly above, the expectations for this quarter. Net profit is around 91.6 million, so almost 17% increase over last year. As Rodrigo said, this was basically the result of one side, the improvement on the financial results, and we'll come to that. I think there was material steps made here. And then some non-recurrent impacts, most of them already from previous quarters, namely some recovery of taxes and the sale of Enagás. In terms of the recurrent net profit, it decreased around 12% to 93.3 million. EBITDA was pretty much in line with last year at 372.3 million. Basically here, as we said, it was the stake and the sale of Enagás that compensated the impact of the sovereign's rates through our ROR mechanism. I'd say that also pretty much in line with expectation. Let me go through these numbers a little bit more in detail in the coming slides. In slide number two, just to explain a fact that Rodrigo is that we accounted for all of the special levy in this quarter. This was basically done because of a recommendation made by the market regulator. I'd say doesn't really change a lot since this is a pretty much foreseen value. We also corrected last year's numbers, so the numbers that you see on slide two take that into account. Let me then go a little bit into the detail of the results. So in slide number three, again, you see the evolution of the sovereign risk. This is a story that you've been seeing and developing for the last couple of years. There's much more stability this year in terms of the Portuguese govies, which resulted in the fact that we ended for 2015 with a rate of return of 6% for electricity. And for gas, it is now close to what is our floor, so around 7.3%. Okay. This has impacted our results directly, but also has been compensated otherwise by the increase in CapEx, which you can see in slide number 4. So in slide number 4, you see that our CapEx more than doubled for the first 9 months. And this is basically driven by, on one side, the acquisition of the underground storage assets that we did from Galp in the first half of the year. They represent more than 71 million euros. But the rest of the CapEx even also increased slightly. So I would say that here we are pretty much in line with our expectations. Transfers to RAB, excluding those extraordinary that extraordinary acquisition decreased a little bit, but this is also a question of where we are in the year. It depends on the projects in the year. So I would say that there were, in our opinion, no major surprises here, and I think we are pretty much in line for our targets for this year. If you move to slide number 5. Now you can see the normal story of the last few years in terms of investment. So the increase in the regulated asset base is basically in electricity with premium, with the difference that this year there is also a significant and material increase on the gas part, as we explained before, because of that acquisition. Lands keep being amortized over time, and electricity without premium the same. So the blended is, improved by us investing in these two assets that are now earning more than the others. In terms of RAB remuneration, and moving to slide number 6, you basically see what is the main impact on the EBITDA line this year. So this was two events happening at the same time. On one side, we have the revision and the new regulatory framework, which by itself sets new parameters. And on the other side, you have a strong evolution of the government 10-year bonds. And so both of them resulted in a significant decrease in terms of remuneration of the electricity assets. You see that on the natural gas side, it's more or less stable. On the electricity assets, it has a decrease. But as you'll see, this is the normal way our business work, and it is compensated on the financial cost side. In terms of looking at the costs and moving to slide number 7, we can see that we are now in the first 9 months decreasing costs around 2.3%. Splitting between external supplies and personnel costs, they are both decreasing. On the external supplies and services, again, we see a decrease in many cost items, but I'd stand out maintenance and repair that still is decreasing this year versus previous years, given the optimization and the drive for efficiency that we are doing in our network. And we also have a decrease in legal costs and other costs. Personnel is basically driven by the continuing restructuring of the company. But as you will see also, and as you see now, the pace at which we are able to decrease this cost is slowing down, as is natural. We are one of the most efficient TSOs already in Europe. And so although we continue to care very much about efficiency and cost saving, it is becoming harder and harder, but we are still being able to meet the targets that the regulator sets for us in every single year. In slide number 8, you just see the split between the core and the non-core, and you see that the core OPEX also is coming down around 2%. So overall costs are coming down 2.3, and core OPEX, which is, I'd say, the ones that we control and have a more direct impact on the bottom line, are coming down 2%, so roughly at the same pace. So slide number 9 basically summarizes the main impacts in EBITDA. So on one side, the impact on asset remuneration, which is basically of the same dimension of the impact of the sale of the Enagás stake. And then basically we have two other impacts that also compensate each other. One is the increase in the recovery of depreciation, and the other one is the decrease in OPEX contribution, because as you know, revenue capped costs were in the new regulatory framework for electricity revised, and so we have now a little bit less contribution to the EBITDA line because of this. But overall, EBITDA, I'd say, is fairly stable given this non-recurrence of the Enagás stake. If we move to the below EBITDA line, what we can see is depreciation. As, I mean, it's included on the revenues and then recuperated here, pretty much in line with the evolution of CapEx. Financial results continue to drive, and we'll see that slightly in more detail afterwards, the equilibrium and the way that we can sustain net income. So they are coming down more than 10%, and so it's almost 9 million less of financial costs, and this is basically driven by the improvement on the rates that we can finance ourselves, and is driven by, it is true, some of the impacts come because of better market condition, and we also benefit from that. But on the other side, the fact that we are now have been upgrading and we are the only Portuguese company which is investment grade in all three rating agencies also demonstrates that we are doing a good job on a standalone basis and in our refinancing process. On the tax side, I'd say no major surprises. The only thing is, as we said, we have completely put into the accounts of the 9 months the full amount of the special levy, but it is now completely comparable versus last year, and so I'd say that on a year-on-year basis, it does not affect the results in any way. Moving to slide 11, just to comment slightly on net debt. So net debt pretty stable. It's basically increasing 10 million, but it's pretty stable, as was expected. And here, the main important point is actually the average cost. It has come down to around 4%. I think this is a good range for where it should be for the full year. Net debt to EBITDA is also around 5 times, but more importantly, our FFO net debt and our, which is the main metric followed by the rating agencies, is clearly within investment grade territory, and that is why also S&P has upgraded us very recently. So in slide 12, we can see all of this in one second slide and how net income has improved. So it is that stable EBITDA on one side, but then the improvement on the below EBITDA line, both through taxes and through the financial cost improvements. So in terms of final remarks, I think that, again, we presented pretty solid results, very much in line with our expectations. We continue to manage well how we decrease the financial costs in order to compensate the normal decrease on the revenue side, given the evolution of the Portuguese government bonds. But I think that, again, and the fact that we are now comfortably within investment grade territory can give us the assurance that we can continue to do this as well as we've been doing it until now. On our side, this concludes basically the presentation, and we will open up for any Q&A that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you feel that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. We'll now take our first question from Gonzalo Sanchez Borbona from BPI. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two, if I may. First one would be just to confirm that you are pointing to a capex for this year of 200 million, as in the average of your current strategic plan, and just wanted to confirm that is the number you have in mind and that you will meet this number. And then second, I would ask you to provide an update on how the legal process is going on the extraordinary tax in Portugal. If you have any developments on that side, or you expect any developments in the short term, and also just wanted to get your view on the current political situation in Portugal and on the potential implications that could have in this extraordinary energy contribution tax. Thank you.
Okay, so on the capex, on the first question, I'll just give you an answer, and I think Rodrigo then will cover the other two questions. I mean, capex is going to be above that level because of that extraordinary investment that we did in the cavern. So yes, we are going to be above that. On the, I'd say, the normal capex, as it was said, we are probably going to be slightly below because we are compensating, and we knew that this capex was being done, so some of the works that we are going to do are going to be done not this year, but this is, I'd say, the normal way that we compensate it so that we would not have an extremely high. But we are going still to be above the 200 million, the 200 million level clearly, because just 70 million relates to that investment. Okay.
I will take the two other questions, Gonzalo. On the legal action, you know, we're just moving on. It takes time. We probably do not have the most efficient system in place, but we have no news to share at the moment. We're just making the progress that we were expecting. Things look good, but I cannot make any comment on the details, as you, I'm sure, understand. On the political situation, I apologize, but we do not have much to say. You know, this is a very complex period. Of course, we in the company and within our board, we follow all these events very careful. We have to keep a big focus on what we do, which is the operation part of the company, and of course the overall management of the company, and that's our focus. You know, we know, one thing we know for sure: whatever happens, you know, we will have to keep delivering in our responsibilities, and we are basically an engineering company with a lot of financial discipline, and that's where we spend our time, and we avoid any comments on the political situation. Nevertheless, we are following everything. We will always benefit from stable solutions, and that's what we have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will now take our next question from Jutta Unmesig from Barclays. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. It's Jutta Unmesig from Barclays. Gonzalo already asked most of my questions, but I do have one left. You just renegotiated a credit facility with the Bank of China. You also got upgraded to investment grade. How do you see your cost of debt evolving towards the end of the year? I think your previous guidance was around 4.1%. You're now at 4%. Could you give us any color on that, please? Thank you.
I think we are maintaining exactly that number. We are seeing the average cost of debt increasing slightly because we are conducting some refinancing moves now that will probably make the average cost of debt be slightly above. But that is exactly on mark with the number that you already have and that we've told you. So we're going to be slightly above where we are now, and so that number that you said is probably the correct one, in or around that number. Okay, so that is the expectation. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. We will now take our next question from Nelson Bernardino from Haitong. Please go ahead. Your line is open. Please go ahead, Nelson, and make sure your phone is not on mute. We are unable to hear you at this time.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. So I have two questions regarding this extra tax on energy companies. Do you feel that if this extra tax would be extended for a few more years, you could cover your dividend and your international expansion plans with the current cash flow, or you feel that you need to cut back on some of these? And still related to this question, do you have any update on international investments? Are you still evaluating projects that come along? Thanks a lot.
And often, we, you know, on the CES situation is one of the it's one of these areas where we are, you know, we'll be waiting to see what is the result of the next weeks, next months. We are counting on what has been announced, which would be a cut in half for 2016. But of course, as we said, you know, a few months ago, in these type of decisions, we you know, when the CES came, we were not expecting. And then, you know, we are always very conservative in the way we approach the future. But at the moment, what we know is what everybody knows, and we do not make predictions. You know, we will see what happens, and our expectation is that it will happen what has been shared with us in the recent past. On you know, just I will take the just I go straight to the last part of your question, and then if Gonçalo wants to add something, he will do so. We have nothing to share at the moment regarding, you know, we have a strategy that we had the opportunity to share with our community of investors just a few months ago. We keep working in delivering on that project. You know, we shared what are our key priorities, one being, you know, our local business and the focus that we have, keep up with our discipline in delivering, you know, making sure we have a good company in good shape, and we, you know, perform according to the best expectations. With that said, you know, the international expansion is something that it is on our agenda, but still in early to share, you know, some news with you. This is an area where we keep working as we should. Gonçalo?
Just to add something on the first question, the business plan was made in a way that although we are not certain about this special levy, we have sufficient leeway to be comfortable with the dividend policy. So we don't believe that in either case dividend is at risk. We think that the dividend policy is especially robust and sustainable. We have excess cash flow. The amounts that we are talking about in that logic, or looking, for instance, in terms of credit metrics, do not impact in a material way. So in our view, in either scenario, the dividend policy should not be impacted. Okay.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time.
You know, we when we have these conference calls among ourselves, we are always trying to count the numbers of questions we have. We never know if this is lack of excitement from the side of the investors, or if just because we make very good presentations, and after our presentation, there is no doubt. But the fact here, we just are finishing the call. We thank you, everybody, for coming and to attend and to ask the questions. And we will talk in a few months. Thank you very much to all of you. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, we're available for more questions if you have them. Okay, bye.